Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The federal stimulus money for Massachusetts is getting mixed reviews. On the one hand, the state's ahead of the June 30th deadline to put $153 million stimulus dollars in highway construction up for bid. It has given the go-ahead for 31 shovel-ready projects. Most involve resurfacing highways. But on the other hand, cities and towns want a share of federal money. In the second part of our series on how Massachusetts is handling stimulus dollars, WBUR's Fred Tice talked with some municipal officials who are asking, where is the money?
The state has awarded construction money to resurface highways first because those projects can get underway the fastest. Other projects are taking longer to get going. Chelsea City Manager Jay Ash has submitted 6 proposals for federal stimulus money, and he's still waiting to hear whether any of them will be funded.
Hi, it's Jay Ash trying to get in.
Ash is standing in front of one of the city's firehouses. The city has set aside enough money in recent years that it doesn't have to lay off any of its 91 firefighters. But this old firehouse does need about $1 million worth of improvements.
And for a city like Chelsea with a relatively modest budget, committing $1 million to a firehouse really strains our ability to do other capital improvements that we have around the city.
Stimulus money has just been made available for firehouses. Cities and towns have until July 10th to apply directly to the federal government for the funding. The Chelsea firefighters are excited about the prospect of fixing up their cozy fire station.
We'll cool the building off if you can feel we have no air conditioning.
The firehouse was built in 1887.
This station's built for horses.
So the trucks have trouble fitting in here. The newer trucks are getting bigger and bigger. And so we have trouble keeping up with the size requirements of the newer trucks.
They have about an inch of leeway on either side, so they have to move out slowly.
I don't want to show too much. What's that?
That's a wild fire.
Ash asks the firefighters how busy they are.
Eddie, what did you do, about 6,000 runs last year?
Yeah, about 6,400 runs.
So these guys are in and out of the station constantly.
Once the trucks squeak out through their narrow doors, they often have to negotiate Washington Avenue. It's another of the projects for which Chelsea is expecting stimulus money. It will cost $7 million to rebuild the street, give it a new surface, new sidewalks, and new water and sewage lines, some of those pipes so old that they're made of wood. Chelsea needs $50 million to repave its worst streets and $100 million in order to maintain each street every 20 years. Currently, the city only spends $5 million a year on all its infrastructure. In Ash's car out by the wholesale food market on the border with Everett, you can see and feel how all that neglect of Chelsea's streets has taken a toll.
So you'll see in front of us that there are 4 potholes that have to be at least 6 or 7, 8 inches deep, if not deeper. And you see traffic on the other side also trying to get around those. We need to fix this, but we just don't have the millions and millions of dollars. We're going to go very slow here because the bumps are very big. Whoa.
4 months after the stimulus law went into effect, Chelsea still has no stimulus projects, no new jobs. The city is among the communities across the state that submitted 4,300 projects for stimulus money. Municipal leaders were frustrated that the state was not telling them which ones might get funded, so Lieutenant Governor Tim Murray was assigned to tell them how their projects stack up. Mark Drayson, the executive director of the Metropolitan Area Planning Council, says many communities are still waiting for word from the state about whether or not their projects are going to be approved.
This is especially true in the transportation arena. I think the state has a lot of projects that it wants to do, and the municipalities have a very long list of projects that they're interested in. So long, in fact, that I think it's taken the state a while to get through the list and provide feedback to the cities and towns. They haven't provided that feedback yet in most cases, although they've been really good about meeting with individual communities that ask for meetings.
In central Massachusetts, Clinton, too, is still waiting for the stimulus. 2 months ago, we reported that the town was expecting to get money to rebuild the Water Street Bridge over the Nashua River. At the time, Fuller Field, which the town claims is the world's oldest baseball diamond, was still padlocked. As April showers have yielded to May, then June showers, the Clinton Legion Ducks have taken to the field. They were taking batting practice this week when the talk turned to the rickety bridge.
Hey, which one's the Water Street Bridge?
The one
is
on
that
Water
the one
Street?
By Cumbies?
The one on Water Street?
Yeah,
the one on Water Street.
The one that's about to fall in the water.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeff Natero is the team's assistant coach. He's also one of four police dispatchers, two of whom could lose their jobs if next Monday's town meeting approves a budget that includes more than $3 million in cuts.
They're hoping they're going to get a stimulus grant, some sort of grant, to keep us on. So hopefully we get some of that money. We'll see what happens.
At the bridge, 2 months after we visited for our first story, town manager Mike Ward says it looks like the money is about to come in.
Our hope is that this project will be out to bid this weekend and using stimulus funding.
It took so long because the town has learned that even when you think your project is shovel-ready, there are still some holdups. In Clinton's case, the state had to make some design changes to the bridge, and the town had to get the easements it needed on neighbors' land so it could work on the bridge. All the neighbors are on board now. All that's missing is for the state to advertise for bids. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.